ואלה שמויס בני ישראל הבאים מצרים. פרימגודים ריש פה says ואלה שמויס, שמויס אז ראש הטייבס שתיים מיקרו ואחד תרגום. חידו brings it down בשם רבינו אפרים. So the world says it's very nice. Rosh Hashanah, Shtayim, Mikro, Ve'echo, Targum. We're more appropriate that such a Rosh Hashanah will be in Bereishi somewhere. Now you're telling us Shtayim, Mikro, Ve'echo, Targum? So I heard two Hesberim. One Hesber I heard that it's coming to say that not only in the learning part of the Torah you have to say Shtayim, Mikro, Ve'echo, Targum, even in the names, like the Gemara says, Afilu Atoris Bedivoin, you have to say Shtayim Mikro Ve'echo Targum. I taught once another Hesber, and Bereishis everyone says Shtayim Mikro Ve'echo Targum. Comes to Shmois, the Olam already cooled down. So the Pasuk gives another Remez, Shtayim Mikro Ve'echo Targum. Don't forget. Ve'ele Shmois Bnei Yisrael Haboim Mitzrayim. What is Haboim Mitzrayim? Asher Bo'u LeMitzrayim. Haboim. So the Mefarshim explain that Klal Yisrael never felt settled in Mitzrayim. Shebo'u Lo Gur Shom. They never really made themselves to feel comfortable. So the whole time they were Boim. We're just arriving. Not Asher Bo'u Mitzrayim. We were here for a while and already we got used to it. Haboim Mitzrayim. The whole time they're in a matzav of Boim Mitzrayim. Vayokom melech chodosh al Mitzrayim asher lo yoda es Yosef. Vayokom melech chodosh al Mitzrayim asher lo yoda es Yosef. Zogt Rashi, oso atzmoi ki ilu lo yoda. So the shadow of what the Pasuk is coming to say, it was a new king that didn't know Yosef. Rashi says, didn't know Yosef? He pretended that he didn't know Yosef. So what he knows Yosef, he doesn't know Yosef. So I heard from Rebbe Liboruch Finkel, Gevaldik Avot. We're coming, the Melech Chodosh al Mitzrayim asher lo yoda es Yosef. He doesn't remember Yosef. Rashi says, well, he doesn't remember Yosef, he remembers Yosef. He pretends that he doesn't remember Yosef. So what the Pasuk is coming to say? What the Pasuk is coming to say that he's pretending that he doesn't know Yosef? Where is Yaakov HaSatoiv? Where is Yaakov HaSatoiv? Where is Yaakov HaSatoiv? There's no Yaakov HaSatoiv. Yosef was so nice to you. Yosef saved you. He took the country when there's a hunger and he gave food. Vayokom melech chodosh asher lo yoda es Yosef. He didn't have a kol hasatov to Yosef. Zog Rebbe Liboruch, amazing. This king Paroi shecht kids and he made a bad food with blood and he rinsed himself. Chazal say he became a tzoira. And the people told him, take Jewish blood, rinse inside, you'll feel better. He took little kids, he put them inside the wall. Terrible person. You know, we're telling us, Melech Chodosh Asher Lo Yoda Es Yosef. Where is your Akor HaSatoiv? Shtei Da Givaldi Kezach. Akor HaSatoiv is a tviya on every person. A person that is not Makir Toiv, he's an animal, he's not a person. Even from the biggest Rasha, we're reminding him, you're not a Makir Toiv. We see it when Yosef is chasing the Achim. And they get the Achim, and they tell them, Lomo shilamtem trot achas toivo. We were so nice to you. You stole the Becher. The one that we have, the Becher, will be killed. So, to steal the Becher from Paro, you deserve to be hanged up on a tree, right? And he runs after them, and he doesn't tell them, Ah, chutzpah? You stole the Becher from the king? Lomo shilamtem trot achas toivo. It's not nice. It's in this shame. This is the Taina. He's going to chase you. Deserve Misa. You're a ganev. It's one thing. But not nice is the worstest thing. It's worse from an animal. Not to have a koras atoiv. So when the pasuk is coming to say, what was the problem of Paroi? Asher lo yoda es Yosef. This I think everyone knows. Rabbi Libor Finkel added a thing. It's very scary. Rashi says, also atzmai kemisha lo yoda. It's Gemara in Seita Yudalev. Also atzmai, also atzmai. But he, so the pasht is pshat. He behaved like a person that is not makir toy. So why Rashi has to say also atzmoi kemisha lo hikir? Lo hikir toivo. So this is what Rashi means. He behaved like a person that is not makir toy. But then Rashi says deeper. Also atzmoi, he pretended that he doesn't know. So listen carefully what he says. A human being cannot be not makir toiv. It's in the nature of the person. And this is the reason we said even the biggest reitzach, if you're not makir toiv, is worse from everything. A human being cannot not be makir toiv. There's no way in the world that a human being will not be makir toiv. So you know what happens when he doesn't want to be makir toiv? He convinces himself that he never got the toiva. We call it in modern words, selective memory. You go into a guy, he learned the mashal on the mirror. But he doesn't want to give money to the mirror. But he can't. You know, when you ask him where you learned, he says, Mir Brooklyn. Where you learned? Chofetz Chaim, Baltimore. Yeah? In his list, he forgot that he learned in the mirror. The Heimer for himself. If he learned and they were good to him, so he remembers himself, I'm a Talmud of Baltimore. I'm a Talmud, Torah Tmima. Because a person can put himself, for example, a person lived in a yeshiva and there was a Rebbe very good to him. Saved him. He was mamish off the derech. The Rebbe put him back. But he doesn't want to be makir toiv to this Rebbe. He can't. So what he does when he decides not to, select the memory, how was it at Yisrael? Wow, things were amazing. Everything was going good. He doesn't remember. He makes himself, this is the midah of Iyah Koras HaToiv. No one could face not to be makir toiv. So the way you're not makir toiv is not, he was my friend, he helped me. My life was good. He doesn't say, after my wedding for the first 2 years was terrible, I remember these people, they were helping me. Yeah, my life was good. Because if he remembers, you know, ooh, I had a terrible time, someone was good to me. So he has to be makir toiv. The pasuk is megale, how Paroi made it not to be makir toiv to what Yosef did to him. So the pasuk Rashi, the Gemara says, Rashi says, not loy hikir toiv lo Yosef, also atzmoi kemisha loy makir. In the books of history, the first thing he took out Yosef, the books of history, was power, power, power. That whole period of time that someone saved the country from dying and saving the food went out of their mind. And again, I'm not saying a person does it because he decides to do it. We call it selective memory. A person that is not makir toiv, all of his life, he shuts the places that he wants to be makir toiv. Yeah, my life was good. What do you mean? You didn't manage. This guy helped you. This guy helped you. You didn't have a penny to live. You went over to this guy, gave you $10,000. You're right, today you're the biggest. But that was a week. You didn't manage. My life was good. Yeah, it didn't matter. I survived. He covers it. And then he doesn't have to makir toiv. And it's friends, and it's family, and it's parents. Yeah, if someone will have in his picture, I'm born, I'm not managing, my parents are rushing to a hospital to save me, right? If someone will do it to you today, you'll owe everything to him. Yeah, my parents will give me this. What do you mean? I wanted to go to camp. They didn't have money. They sent me to camp. I wanted to go to yeshiva. My mother took an extra job to have money to send me to yeshiva. They gave me a tutor. They gave me that. I'll tell you, when you will be older, and what will happen to your kids, and then you will have to remember, you miyad makir toiv. What happens to everyone? He gets older, he starts makir toiv to his parents. The way you're not makir toiv, not because you're not a good person. You just don't want to recognize. This is the reason he calls it Hakoras HaToiv, you have to makir toiv. So the way that Melech Mitzrayim was not makir toiv, lo yoda es Yosef, also atzmoi kemisha loy makir. ויאמר אל עמו הנה עם בני ישראל רע ועוצם הובה נשחק מלא וישם עליו סורים מיסים למען הנויסם בסבלוסם ואיבן אורים מיסקנס לפארי אספיטם ואסרמסס וכאשר יענו אויסי כן ירבה וכן יפרויץ ויקוצו מפני בני ישראל ויאבינו מצרים את בני ישראל בפורך ואמרו אסחיהם בעבודי כושר בחיימה בלווינים בכל עבודי בסודה אז כל עבודוסם אשר עובדו בהם בפרך What is בפרך? Hard work רשי says עבודי כושר המפרכס את הגוף They gave them hard work Hard work The Gemara says, Chazal say, what is beperech? Avoidas anoshim lenoshim, avoidas noshim leanoshim. Men have to do woman work, women have to do men work. Shaila is, this is avoidas perech? Some say, yeah, yeah, for a man to do a lady's job is avoidas perech. Yeah. Maybe it's good for Shabbos, I'm going to drosh afternoon, yeah? Mefarech is a saguf? The answer is, listen very carefully. But if you listen very carefully, maybe you'll change also. Avoidas periches means avoid that is useless. If I would give you now $100, I have 20 heavy boxes. Nun chitzes downstairs, I need them upstairs. $100, you'll do it? You'll do it for 50, yeah? For sure. I give you a hard job, you'll do it. If I will take a guy now, I'll give you $100, do like this the whole day. I'm asking to give for 10 guys. Last time was two guys that convinced themselves after 2 hours they called me if they could stop. I said no. So try to do like this for 10 minutes. $100 a day. After 3 minutes you can't even pick up your hand. I really can't. I don't understand. The guy could pick up boxes. And when you pick up a box you do the same thing the whole time. So why you can't pick up your hand? The answer is, you know what is the answer? The answer is a person cannot work without a tachlis. Without a tachlis is avoidas perech. I heard from my father-in-law, there was a yid in jail. They gave him avoidas, the job, every morning was like a well of water. He had to in the morning take the water and pour it like for a window. The whole day he did it. When he came out of jail, he went outside, he saw that outside the window was nothing. He got a heart attack and he died. All of his life he thought he's filling up something. He did nothing. He couldn't face it. Paroi wanted Klal Yisrael to do Avodas Porech. How they did Avodas Porech? How you know if it's Avodas Porech or not? When the Avodah is useless, it's Avodas Porech. If how you know that what Paroi is doing is not, he doesn't need the productive. If you want something to be productive, you give men the job of men, they do it the best, and ladies do the job as a lady the best, yeah? But if a man cooks or cleans, yeah? Cook is a shayla, but, yeah? But if a man does a woman job, and a woman builds, the building will be crooked, yeah? There's no shayla about it. So when the women are building, it's not because it's hard for them to carry the stone. They say power doesn't need this building, because if it will need the building, the better worker is there. When the man was sweeping the floor, he said power doesn't need the floor swept. So it was so hard to them to do it. Chazal say the same thing Pitein v'Ramses. Chazal say it was built in a place that after they finished the build, the whole thing would collapse. They build and it collapsed. A person can't do it. And then the way the yeshiva, I was seeing like, there's a building, they were building, I saw a guy, they're standing, you know, hanging up in the air, putting it. I think to myself, you know, how much he's getting? 20 shekel an hour? But he's building a building. He's building a building! This gives him the kayak to do it. If you go to him and you're not asking to build a building, ask him stamp the drains around for 20 shekels, he will not do it. So avoidas perech, avoidas anoshim lenoshim, avoidas anoshim lenoshim. This was the perech they felt they're working for no purpose. Vayemer melech Mitzrayim lamiyaldus ayivriris, asher shem achas shifro v'shem hashem nispua. ויעדכם סעיבריאס וריסם על האבנועים עם בנו ועמיסים אויסוי ועם בסי וחיו ותראינו עמיאלוס האלויקים ולא יוסו כאשר דיבר ותחיילס הילודים ואיקרו מלך מצרים למיאלדויס מדוע עשיסם ותאמר ו... ויתה ולויקים למיילדס ויירה ואום ויוצו ויהי כיורו המיילדס וסלויקים ויאס להם בתים. So the uncle, the Yonis of Nazir explained that Paroi, they had a dream and they told him that one of the kids is going to be Moshiach Shal Yisrael, so we have to get rid of them. We have to get rid of the men. So he called him the Yaldis HaYivri Reis, Hashem Achas Shifra V'Shem Hashem Yispua. What is Shifra? She was Yechavetz. She rubbled the baby when he was born. What is Pua? It's Miriam HaNeviya. She would Pua. Pu Pu Pu, Rashi says. She would smile to the kids. Fregt Reb Yeruchim. We know a name of a person is given and something that shows the personality of the person. Yechavetz! Miriam HaNeviya! She's called on the Poo Poo Poo. I think it's a bizarre to call her. She was called Poo. She pops the baby. Shifra, she's... Zog Rabbi Yeruchem, we have a mistake. We think a big thing is big and a small thing is small. A big person that does something small, it's huge. A small person that does something big, it's small. We think saving a billion people, wow. Smiling to the kid is nothing. This is in the wrong Ashkafa. The person, the Isha Emes, that does it in the right Kavana, and he's helping the little kid, is exactly the same weight. He's doing the Ratzon Hashem with the same Tachlis. Chanoich was in Bria Sa'olam, Vayisale Chanoich Asa Eloikim, Chazal say he would do shoes, we don't know what it means. The right thing. Shifra Vepua. The big person, the small thing counts exactly like this, the big thing. And maybe even more from that. The big thing is not a chachma. It's not a chachma to do the big thing. The chachma is to do the small thing. If I would call no one, I said, no, listen, Rabbi Isaac, someone is going to die now. We need five people to go into Gaza with a bus. Detective, we can manage to save five ladies that were kidnapped by the Arabs. You're asking to go? Everyone here has to do, right? I asked the guy, it's an old lady here. She needs someone to clean the house for Shabbos. You could do it? I'm sorry, I'm going away for Shabbos. Everyone will tell you, yeah? So, if this is the answer, it means that it's easier for you to go to Gaza to danger yourself than to clean that old lady's house, right? So what is bigger? What really counts? Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Rabbeinu because he ran after the Shepsalim. This is the test. Shifra Vepua. This is the vote of Rabbi Yeruchim. I want to take it to the second level. It's the second level of this vote. A lot of times, again, I'm not pushing down no one. You go to the Kimcha Lepischa, right? The guys are giving Kimcha Lepischa. They push and shove. You know, they're helping everyone. Big chesed organizations. They're helping everyone. Shifra Vepua was saving Klal Yisrael. Paroi wanted to kill them. He told them, you have to kill every kid. And Paroi called them and asked them, why you didn't do it? And Chazal said, Hashem promised Paroi because of the Miyaldois, Vayas Lehem Bati. Bati Kehuna, Bati Leviya, Bati Malchus, Leviya, Vekehuna. Pasuk says, Vayita Veloikim La Miyaldois, Vayire Vahom, ויהי כי יורם מיילדס ישראליקים ויעש להם בתים בתי כהונה לביה ומלכוס. ובשבר said פשט, what is the מידה כנגד מידה? Paroi told said to kill all the men. What will happen if all the men will be killed? Klal Yisrael will stay, because with girls we have Klal Yisrael. Akum abo al bas Yisrael avlad kosher. But what we would not have, Koyanim. What we would not have, Levim. What we will not have, kings. This is Baba Basra of Gimel Amud Beis, Mekerev Ochecho, Mimufcha Sheba Ochecho. Mora says that Hurdus was an Eved, can be a king. So they, by saving the men, they didn't save Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was there. But they saved Kehuna Levi of Malchus. So Hashem paid them that Kehuna Levi of Malchus came out from them. Vayasla Embatim, it came out from them. Back to us. So it was a terrible matzah. I would think they would be there saving the kids. One, two, go, okay, Paroi's coming, save the kids. He's crying, into the car, later we'll take care of it, it's dangerous, no? Jump into the car, we're moving, right? Shifra Vepua, Adam Godel doesn't forget the little things. She took out the baby. You're right, there's a war, we're saving the Kegi. Smile to him, he doesn't ever smile. So what? So what? You're running away. Power is coming. Rub on him a little bit. Shifra gave the little push. Pua smiled. Next, smile. Everyone got a little thing. They remembered in the big times, a Meister Bishleimus. They didn't say, we're doing the big thing. Forget about the small little things. Say, sometimes you're busy, big tzedakas. You say, yeah, push again, drop it. Not to forget the little things. And I think the second thing is coming from the first place. The Gadol that knows that every little bit is a part of the Meister, he doesn't say, but I'm doing the big thing, so what for the little thing? There's no time now, just go. And it's in everything. You can have a yeshiva trip. Guys take care of everyone. Yeah, no more. Finish. Every little detail. Every little smile. Doesn't make a difference. And I want to say even more. My Rebbe, Reb Chaim Kreisfeld, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livracha, was a big tzadik. He was going b'toyro, going b'chesed. So he would help every almana. So it was an almana that didn't have money. He would raise money and he would go to give. So he would take the $20,000 in his pocket. And he was about to go to give it to the almana. Then the family saw in the other pocket, he put 2 bars of chocolate. $20,000 plus 2 bars of chocolate. And he comes to the house and he wanted to see what is going on. He gave the $20,000 to the almana. And to the two little kids in the house, he gave a bar of chocolate. He said, by the kids now, they don't know what is $20,000. They don't know that the mother needs money. They know we don't have a father, it's sad. For them, the bar of chocolate now is like $20,000. So you're right, it's not a chokmah just to get a bar of chocolate. You have to get $20,000. But not to forget in the same time, make the little kid to smile. The guy says, smile at her, I'm helping the mother, she will take care of them now. Doesn't make a difference. The kids will cry when I'm speaking to the mother, a stranger came to the house. Adam Gadol doesn't forget even the little bits. Shifra Vepua. This is their name. Shemeshaperes esavlad. Vayemer biyadachem esayivrois ureisim ala evnoim imbenu veamitim oisiv imbasi v'chayot. The Gemara says he gave them a simen to know inside the stomach if it's a boy or a girl. So the Mefarshim explain why. Because be'etzem he wanted to kill them. No buts. As Yorik v'aliyavah, they're not allowed to listen to him. But Ben Israel is not mitzuve ala ubrim. You're not allowed to make to kill a baby, but it's not yorik v'aliyavah. It's only a lav. Akum is mitzuve ala ubrim yorik v'aliyavah. So this is the reason he didn't tell the mitzvah, because the mitzvah will not listen. It's yorik v'aliyavah. But he told the Jewish, and he told him, do it inside. Put your hand inside and kill the baby. But mele, it's only a lav. Now I'm going to kill you. It's yorik v'aliyavah. You have to listen to me. That even Ben Israel, that is not mitzuvah la ubrim, bide odom, but is misi bide shomayim. So, vatirena is a loikim, velo yosu kidvar paori, vatchayena is a elodi. Then the pasuk is mamshich, vayitzav paori lechol amoi, kol haben ha-yeloi la-yoyro tashlichu. Then, after that, he calls everyone, I want to be killed all of the kids, Jewish and Mitzrim. Zogt Rashi, it's Gemara and Saita, what happened? Before he told the Miyadis HaIvriyos that only to kill the Jewish ones. Now he told the Lechol Amoy to kill everyone. What is the difference? What is the difference? Why now he said to kill everyone? Zogt Rashi, that Stagnine Paro, he told them, listen, first they told him a Jewish kid is going to be born, so he told the Miyadis, kill every Jewish kid. That morning, Zog the Gemara, they told him, today he's born. Today he's born. I read the Rashi. Oysa yoyim shenoylad Moshe omruloy atstagninoiv. Hayom noylad Moshiyom. Today he's born. Einonu yoydim imi Mitzrayim imi Yisrael. But we can't see clear Jewish or a Mitzri. But he will be nerash on the maim chet meimeriva. Lefichor gozar oisa ayoim to throw him into the water, not even to kill him in the house. He needs to be killed in the water. So he said, kill all of your kids. The Maharal says such a strange chazal, such a strange atstagninim. They come to power. Listen, we see he's born today. We see he's going to be dead in the water. We can't see clear if he's Jewish or not. We don't recognize the Yarmulke. What? We see he's born today. Oh. We see he's going to die. We just can't see exactly where he's born. That picture, like, we got a little bit shadow there. What happened exactly? He was born by Jewish. Who raised him? She gave the name. Something in the picture was not going right. He's Jewish, he's a goy. Because he was brought up by a goyish house. So she just didn't know. Something was going wrong here. So they said, listen, he's born today. Jewish guy, something in the picture there is not clear. We see both. He's also Jewish and he's also a Mitzri. But we know for sure he's going to be Ben HaShalamai. So Ben HaPari said, okay, today we can't take chances. So today we're not killing him in the house. We're killing him in the water. Because we know that if we're only getting him, if we're putting him into the water. So Ben Meile, he said, Kol HaBen HaYoi Tashlichu. Kol HaBas Techayu. Before she say, that it's a Meshuna de Kazakh. A Meshuna de Kazakh. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us the lesson. How he decides to kill all of the kids. Not only Jewish kids, also Mitzvah. And he decides to throw them underwater. Because of that, the daughter of Paroi finds the baby. She's not scared to try to take out the baby from the water, because in the beginning she thinks maybe he's also a Mitzri. Because it's not proved that every kid is Jewish, everyone is there. She takes him ready, she has rachmanis on him. She brings him to the house of Paroi. Paroi pays his food to eat to grow. The Hainu, you decide to kill the Moshiach Shel Yisrael, you will decide to throw him. You make a gzeret to call the whole city, and if Hashem wants, he will grow in your house, you will look after him, and you will protect him that nothing will happen. The whole Mitzrayim will carry on chasing to the kids. Everyone, and you're looking after him. By you, he's safe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megalgil to show people scared he could do to me. What do you mean he could do to you? The guy that wants to start up with you, he will take care of you if Hashem wants. The Kli Yoker says, "Velo yoda es Yosef." Chilo yoda es Yosef. Beautiful about the Kli Yoker. Says the Kli Yoker, for sure he knew Yosef. But he didn't remember the history of Yosef. His brothers wanted to kill him. And this brought him down to Mitzrayim. If he will realize that he can't start up with Hashem, and if you try to do something, Hashem runs it against you. Yosef is a living history. A living emuna. The brothers kill him. He's the king of Mitzrayim. Against every possibility in the world. So you are nervous. You're starting up with Klal Yisrael. You don't realize that Hashem brought him down to Mitzrayim. And Hashem turned the world that this will happen. You don't see that Hashem. Velo yoda es Yosef. It says yoda miloshen hevin. Yeah? And it's verstanden Yosef. And Hashem was mesoivev. As Ezra, that you know, he's only allowed to say it. We can't say it. But if he says it, we can say it. He says, I want to read it. I don't want to say it. I just want to read it. Starts. Zog de Ben Ezra. why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mesoivev it? Zog the Ben Ezra, the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mesoivev, that is what happened. Says because Moshe Rabbeinu had to be the manig of Klal Yisrael, and Hashem wanted him to grow in the house of a king to have Ginune Malchus. So Hashem wanted him not to grow like a slave, while he had to be the manig of Klal Yisrael. So Hashem made him to be raised in a house that he would be in a kind of Ginune Malchus. What it means? Like, Hashem took care of not only Pshat, you know, we know an Eved Kiim Loich, he's a Musa, yeah, he was never a king. You know everything. The Ezra says, he had to be the Meshiyam Shel Yisrael. Hashem put him in a house of Malchus, that he will grow and he will become like a Melech. Over Alamo, the famous Maisa of the Ponovich Arov, the Ponovich Arov would go around the world to raise money for Yeshivas Ponovich. Once he came to a city, and the Rav of the city told him, Rabbi, listen, in our city, Baruch Hashem, we give a lot of tzedakah, everything is done, we have organizations, funds, we don't need no drasha and money. If the Rabbi Rosh Hashiva wants to say a chumash in between Kabbalah Shabbos and Ma'ariv, he's really welcome, but we would not appreciate a fundraised drasha. But the Rosh Hashiva Divratera, we really love to hear, so maybe the Rosh Hashiva could go up, and he introduced the Panovich Rav. Panovich Rav said, no problem, it was Parsha Shmos. Panovich Rav said, he doesn't understand. This Parsha is a very hard Parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu was born. Vatar Isho, she can't hide him. She puts him in the little teva and she puts it on the water. Vatisatze v'choyse merochoik ledeo maya osoloi. Miriam Anavia goes there to stand to see what would happen. And Baspari goes down. And she sees that the baby is crying and she goes over. She says, it's a Jewish kid, I'll bring the mother, and she brings Yechevet. And she feeds her. Rashi says, and the king pays her money for feeding your own kid. So not, look how it goes so fine. Yechevet doesn't have to hide Moshe. She's paid by the daughter of the king. So maybe no one hits Amram, Yechevet are protected. They're servicing their own kid. Freg the Ponovich Arov. Amram and Yocheved, they didn't want to get married. Because Pari said Exere, so they separate. Chazal say, Vayikach Ishmi Beis Levi, Omroloi. Amram, Shilcho Koshem Mishel Pari. Pari only said, no man. If we're not married, there's no man and woman. So they remarried again. And a baby is born. And again, they can't hide him. Amram tells his wife, you see, I knew we will have to kill this kid. She said, listen, we did what Hashem told us to do. We don't have to feel bad. We'll put him in a basket and Hashem will do the rest. Amram doesn't go to see what will happen there. Yecheved doesn't go. They put him in the basket. Who goes to stand there? Miriam Anavia. She hides inside the bushes. It's like the Ponovich Rav. Chazal say that when Amram and Yocheved separate, because they didn't want to have kids, because they're going to kill the kids. Miriam and Avio, Rashi brings down, Achois Moshe Aaron, she went over to her father and she said, I know that Moshe Shel Yisrael has to be born from you. You have to get back to each other. They got back, the Medrash says, when the baby was born and they threw it into the basket, into the water, Amram took a shoe and hit her, hand. Biti matea nevuosech. You told me Mashiach Shel Yisrael. Amram doesn't go to see what will be with the basket. Yocheved doesn't go to see what will be with the basket. Who goes to see what will be with the basket? Miriam Anavia. Why she goes? She knows that Hashem said that this baby is going to be Mashiach Shel Yisrael, right? You don't trust Hashem? Amram trusts Hashem. I did my part, you do your part. Yocheved trust Hashem. Why Miriam and Neviah, that Neviah, that she's the one that knows that it's Moshe Rabbeinu, she doesn't trust Hashem? So the Briskers say, I said this kasha once in the Simcha in America, was there, of Sudlov, the yeshiva. So, So he got up after me and he said that the brisk, the answer to this kasha, that is a din, shenovi oimed al nevuasa. Like we see, Yoina was standing outside Nineveh to see if Nineveh nefeches or not. There's a din that the Novi has to keilu be sure that his nevuah will be niskayan. Novi oimed al nevuasa. We see by Yirmiyahu, there's a musik of Novi oimed al nevuasa. So b'meile, Miriam, midin Novi oimed al nevuasa, she had to stand to see. Kilo, a Novi is in charge, we see in Yirmiyahu, is in charge to make the nevuah to happen. It's a tafkid from the Novi. We see it, Lemoshal, and Nosan HaNovi, he comes to, you know, to Batsheva, he tells, listen, Shlomo HaMelech, David HaMelech is taking Adonio, we have to make sure that Shlomo will be. Nosan, you're a Novi. Hashem said that Shlomo will be the Melech. What, you're making a whole deal with a wife, go in, you come in, I come after it. You, Hashem promised, you know a Novi, Nosan HaNovi, he knows that who has to be the next king, Shlomo HaMelech. We have the Haftorah, he goes in, HaMelech David Zokein, Baba Yomim, the Torah says, the Novi Ki'ilu, Hashem will do it. But the tafkid of the Novi is to Oyvim the Nevoz, a Briska Teretz. Yeah, our Panovich Arav is a Panovich, yeah? So he said a different Teretz. He said, she didn't go to see what will happen. She knew that he will be saved. Roshan Aposuk, Vatitatze Vachosim Melchuk Ledeo. Chofetz Chaim says, not Ladaz. She knew he will be saved. She wanted to see that big stretch of the hand. She knew something is going to happen. She's going to miss how Moshe Rabbeinu is saved. How do we know what happens there? How do we know that the hand stretched? She wants to be there. She went to see the mess. She went to see the miracle. This was the pshat of the Panovich Arav. So he finishes Drosh and that shul and he said, when I go around the world, I know Panovich will be okay. I'm not worried. I just go around to see who will be zeicha to give. At least I know this city not. And he went down. So then everyone came over to him. As against the Maisa. But it's interesting. In Rambam, it's mashma not like that. In Rambam, Hilchis. Rambam brings down. Hilchis Tzoras, Perek Tzayin, Aloch Yud. Rambam speaks how you're not allowed to speak Tzoras, Loshon Hore. So the Rambam says, Shari Miriam Anevio spoke to her brother and her brother, and look what happened to her. And she met Neshem Shomayim. So when you speak on your friend, Shtar Tzachzu, what happened to you? This is the Rambam is really saying. It's not the Rambam. Zochras Asher Oso Hashem Alekecho LeMiriam. It's one of the Schiros. The Rambam just speaks it out. Not Stam. Zochro Miriam Anevio, Shedibro Beachio, Leachio. And the Rambam says like this. Shari Miriam Anevio, that loved Moshe Rabbeinu. Shesikno atzmoi leatzilo min amayim, and she danger herself to save him from the water. So she loves him so much, and she spoke about him, and she's punished. Be careful when you speak on your friend. So the Rambam states that she didn't go to be curious to see how the hand stretches, and the Rambam states that she went to save. Not only that, I heard that the Shiv from Chibin Zatzal said it's mashal from the Rambam. Not that she wanted to save him. She sikno atzmo leatzilo min hayayim. She danger. Sikno means danger. She danger herself to save him from the water. And it's mashma that somehow she saved him. Not she sikno atzmo kirotzo leatzilo min hayayim. It's mashma in the Rambam that she took a step and she saved him from the water. I don't know exactly how and where she exactly saved him. Some want to say that the Rambam means that later when there was no one to nurse him, she brought the mother. But the Lashon HaRambam is mashma that she was there to save. And lefi that, the answer is mistaken why she went and not Amram Yocheved. She was young and short, she could have hide inside the bushes. Yeah? Amram Yocheved mistaken was more dangerous than to hide inside the bushes. A different reason. So the pasuk says, "Vateret baspari lichitz al yaor v'naroseh lichitz al yad yaor v'tires atayva b'teichasu v'tishlach es amoso v'tikocher." So Rashi says, "The shifchosov Rabbi Seinu pirshu lashon yad." She sent her hand, and it became long and long and long. It's the famous shmuz of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. I don't want to be married, just to mention it. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says, but what Batsparoi taught The teva is deep inside the water. Her hand is short. She didn't know that the hand will stretch. So why she send her hand? Why she send the hand? She knew her hand would stretch. She didn't know that her hand would stretch. Zogt Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, you have to learn from here. You have to do. Even if it doesn't look to you that you could manage, you have to do. You have to start. Person sees a sugi, I can't chop the big rashis in Tesamun Beis. It's too hard. He doesn't start. He will start, and he will learn till the word that he can manage, and that minute, Hashem will make the hand to go longer. And that minute, the hand will become longer. But you have to stretch your hand. She said, I want to save. Not to say, it's impossible anyway, so why to try? I want to finish the Masechta. I want. A guy that doesn't try doesn't have the miracle. A person has to try. If you try, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps. Pesuk says weiter that Moshe Rabbeinu goes out. Vayemer misomcho leish sar v'shoifet aleinu halargeni atoimer kasher orakto es amitzri. Vayemer Moshe vayiro Moshe vayemer ochen noida adova. So Moshe went out. He saw two people are fighting. He said Shem Hashem. He got rid of one of them. He goes out. I'm sorry. The first day he sees a guy hitting a yid, he kills him. Second day, he sees two people are fighting. He tells them, why are you fighting? Mi samcho leish sar v'shevet al argeni atoimer kasher hagta es ha-mitzri. Vayomer ochen noida adover. People know that I killed the Mitzri. I'm in danger. I have to run away. Vayish mapar yas adover vayevakesh la'arig es Moshe. Vayivrach Moshe. Rashi says, ochen noida adover kemashmoy. Moshe says, I chap what happened. Dangerous. Umidroshoi, noidali adovor shoisi tomea olov, machotu Israel, mikol shivim oimois liois nirdim ba'avoidas porech. Why Klal Yisrael are suffering more from everyone else? Aval roya ani shem ru'uim lekach. They deserve it. They deserve it. Chabad Chaim says, shteido, terrible zach. Moshe Rabbeinu Kivyochol says, I didn't understand. He's sitting in Mitzrayim. Thousands of people are working hard. Killed, put inside the walls. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, I understand, but why more from everyone else? Ochen noida adavor, I understand now. Loshon Hore. Loshon Hore. Loshon Hore. Is Mikatreg. Loshon Hore is mekatreg. I understand. And this is like Moshe Rabbeinu, I understand. Loshon Hore is mekatreg. I understand. Chafetz Chaim explains why. Chafetz Chaim says, why Loshon Hore is mekatreg? Sometimes it really doesn't make sense. Say it, it's not nice. What does the minukeneged mean? Because people speak Loshon Hore, they get punished more from everything else? Zog de Chofetz Chaim, a person does a lot of bad things, but he also does good things. So Hashem looks on him in the good way. What is in the good way? You close the eyes from the bad things. Remember the bad things. You overlook it. a person that says Lashon Hara and brings the bad out of the other person, the mida keneged mida, the bad comes back to him. The bad comes back to him. The bad. You spoke on that person, we will find the bad out of you. So if we will find the bad out of you, the mele, it doesn't help. I want to say two more things here. The pasuk says, first we go to the end, then we'll go back. Vayan Moshe vayomer vehen lo yaminu li velo yishmor bekoili vayomer lo Hashem maze biyotcho vayomer mate vayomer ashlichei arza vayashlichei arza vayil nachosh vayonos Moshe miponav. Everyone knows this, and I want a little bit Kabbalah, a little bit, just a little bit taste of the Moifsim. Some of the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, we started the Shevavim. Moshe has a mate. Everyone knows the famous Moifes. Hashem tells Moshe to drop the mate, it becomes a snake. Moshe starts to run away. Hashem says, catch him with the tail. He catches his back, everything is done. Yeah, it's a machlekes if it's a snake or it's a crocodile. Moshe goes to Paro, he throws down the stick, becomes a snake. Everyone does the same thing, right? Then Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Paro. Such long parshas. Moshe, he goes to Paro Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu. What is the pshat? Yeah. What is the pshat that Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, take the stick, throw it down, become a snake? Moshe runs away, chaps the snake. Yeah, not a problem. Why not Moshe throw down his yarmulke, so we come to the lion? Yeah? Okay, maybe Moshe didn't have a yarmulke, go down to the shayla if he had it. Yeah. What is the point? Snake. So the Mefarshim speak a little bit. I have a little bit Kabbalah in the parshas. What a person, especially in the old days, relies on the mate, right? The mate is representing two things. A person leans on it, trusts it, right? This is the reason they had a mate in that days. Maybe because they didn't have the streets straight. Yeah, but everyone had a matter. Yehuda has a matter. Even if this is matter with a shameless on it, but they had a matter. Yeah? Moshe walked with a stick the whole time. Yeah? It's a matter. You know, so Hashem people, they also go like, it's a Muslim, they have a matter. Today is streets, so I see the people that go on hikes, they have matters the whole time. Yeah? Well, in a place that is no street, you go with a matter. This is the way it works. So matter is something that you rely on. Matter is also another thing. The kings had like, Sharvit, I don't know how you call it in English. Scepter. Something like that. There's also kind of a matter. This is what matter represents. Rely, to trust the matter, and it shows you power. Hashem told him, take the matter and throw it down. It became a snake. The snake is two things. It's dangerous. Moshe started to run away. And not only that, the snake is the only animal, even though today some claim, but be a soidoi that it's not an animal that becomes friendly to people. Snake eats mud. Snake you can't be friendly to. Hashem told him, what you trust, I could turn to become a snake. And when you see a snake and you're nervous, I could make back from the snake something that you could trust. It goes both ways. It was not stam, and it's poshut. I'm giving you a touch. And Tshuva Sarash Boshtei that where you misapim b'tzias Mitzrayim kol alaylo, that this was the ikar that we're explaining, all of the oimik of the galgalim of the moifsim. For sure, every miracle also had stam. Wow, yeah, boom, boom, miracle. about the miracle was also a message. Like the second miracle, when he put his hand inside, Rashi says, was a message. He spoke Lashon Hara, you got Tzaras. Nachash, also some say on that derech, but the message was, Vayomer, what Moshe told him? Hein lo yishmu ulai. They will not listen to me. Who I am? Hashem said, what you trust, I can make nothing. And nothing, I can make something that you could trust. So believe me, go down and take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Go down and take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And b'meile, v'ayim Hashem v'moyshe shlar yotcho v'echaz beznovoy. V'ayim l'mate b'kapoy. This was be'etzem, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, then the second Moifes was the Lashon Hara. The third Moifes, about the idea of the Moifesim was, not only a shinui, it was a message of the Bitochel and the Ribbono Shel Olam.